First thing is that this is a very important technique because of the organic compounds out there, only 15% have got enough vapor pressure to actually work with the GC. So everything else has to go through one of the LC techniques, whether it's going to be thin layer chromatography, column chromatography, or more typically high performance liquid chromatography or ion chromatography. We're relying on polarity differences between these different polar molecules to separate them out. The column now, as I said, is now a tubular column. I've kept the numbers very similar. So last time, okay, we had the threes being involved and it was 30 metres. What was the diameter of that last one? Yeah. Okay, now we're sitting at 3 millimetres and 30. Okay, so it's now a short, wide column. And into it, we have got our stationary phase then. Now, the stationary phase, as I said, is C18 silica. And this is typically used where the pH is 7 or less, so under most pH conditions. The character of this one, then, it's organic on the outside. And normally speaking, the stationary phase would be polar. It would be silica. Now, because the organic's on the outside and it's non-polar, we call this reverse phase chromatography. Okay, so put a little star beside it. I must understand what reverse phase is about, because it's one thing I've asked before and it's been handled in a pretty ordinary fashion. So normal phase chromatography is that you've got a polar stationary phase, and that when you put through the solvent system, you'll start with non-polar and you'll increase the polarity. Here it's reverse phase. The stationary phase is non-polar. So what you do is you start with a polar solvent going through this thing, and you then increase the amount of non-polar solvent going through. So it's the reverse to normal. The size of the spheres then are tiny. They're perfect spheres at around 5 microns. The ODS is the octadecyl silane, which is bonded to the surface. So it's covalent attachment of that C18 to the surface. These ones work from pH 7 and down. The one that works from pH 7 and up is polystyrene divinyl benzene, which you guys have already seen. This is a copolymer, which then is stable under basic conditions. More recently, we get things called hybrid columns. The hybrid columns then are typically a methylated form of octadecyl silica, and the presence of the methyl groups increases the stability range so that now these hybrid columns cover everything of interest. So these really are the columns of the future.